But not yet he has got a rati. But he is now going to get a rati. These are all of that. And
not yet rati.
No.
But that means sadhana stage?
Sadhana stage, but
higher.
It is the last and highest stage.
Ashakti.
In very few days, rati will be achieved.
More than rati.
Asakti also, last stage of asakti.
Last stage, very high.
Very high.
So this is not the ankura of Mahabhava.
No,
no. The ankura of
Bhava. It is the first stage for being platform of Bhava.
Yes. That's good. Next question.
This term here, next page, Krama Hina Shravana.
Krama Hina Shravana.
A Krama hearing will not have any fruit.
Hearing that has no fruit.
No fruit. So hearing should be proper.
Krama
means you have not even asakti and you have not very much hankering for that thing. And what we say here, we are not sharing in what in shame. This is what he said here, he said here in the chain.
Progressively.
Progressively. So this is called Kramahina and that and another is called Kramajita. Kramasutta.
Kramasutta is good.
Good. Kramahina is not. Like you are hearing the birth of Krishna, but Janma-lila. You are hearing Vatsalya-lila. And but at once you come to Madhurra, these are not in Kram.
What is Kram mean?
Kram means what has been described, how described in Bhakti-rasa-mi. These are in Kram.
In order.
In order. In Jajadhar, all has been done in Krama.
Step by step.
Step by step.
By
order. In order. Means? Not in order.
That in Brahma Samhita, we see the subject matter sometimes seems to jump. It does not always seem to go in order. So maybe it is Kramahin.
So, only that will not do. Krishna gave diksha to Brahma with his flute. Has Krishna given diksha in flute to you or me? How he gave and when he gave, at what stage?
Very advanced
stage. Very advanced stage. So we should come from nature.
Down.
And to give, to have that state, and then we should do all these things.
Then we will think that Brahma Samhita is in order.
Not in order, but it is after some level. But it cannot be seen, because it has been stated that Okira. From down Durga ke
Durga
dham ni tale tapasya edri mahesh hari dham tesu tesu tese prabhava nichaya tihitasya jena govinda vada purusham tamaham bhajam. He is Paramatma, he is Brahma, he is Shankar, what are their duties, everything is there. And after that, proceeded that number. So you can conclude with that. It is in order. This is also for you, who am I? And who is Krishna? And telling of order. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is this world? And what is prem or priti? How this prem can be achieved? Then we come to Uttama Bhakti definition, and then we do sadhana from beginning. Adau sabdha, tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajan kriya, tato anasana bhakti. And after that, we should read Srimad Bhagavat accordingly. Tattva jnana, anasana bhakti, Kapil Dev Hoti Sambhad, then Kardam Sambhad, then again Vritrasupa Khyan, Prahlad Maharaj, and after completing, then entering 10th canto, without reading Prahlad Maharaj and all other that has been listed. If you read that it will be coming. After that, in 10th canto also, not reading 28 chapters, only inserting jumps in 29, then it is not in order. That is coming.
Sometimes it says Shringara Ras and sometimes it says Madhurya Ras. Is there any difference in meaning when those terms are used?
Madhurya Ras can be denoted for all three, Vatsalya, Sakha, and Shringara also. But Shringara connect denotes Vatsalya and this. Only for Upapati, not Saraswati also. Madhuras can be told. Saraswati also, sometimes Madhur, Sakha also, Vatsalya also, and also Swatiya. But Shringara is not any of three, but only Saraswati and Gopis, Prem to Krishna, as it is. This is Shringara. This Shringara Upapati should certainly be coming. Understand?
So, when it states that the spiritual master, he reveals the when he reveals the name, address,
age,
all these things, is it revealed by the spiritual master externally or in apricot, in his form in the lila? And there's when one gets these different items.
Is the guru sitting in front of it? In the early part of Jiva Dharma, the guru has told all these things.
Or could be revealed through
name. Here, Diksha Guru has told us, Siksha Guru has told. It is not written.
I think earlier it mentioned, and he was reading today.
But as Puri, he was Siksha Guru.
That was Siksha Guru, but he got from his Diksha Guru.
No harm.
If he has not got this thing from his Gurudev, he can take it from Chaguruvala.
And it comes when the Shikshaku or Dikshaku is sitting in front of the disciple, or does it come internally through some instruction? How it will come?
Shikshaguru can tell it as he has
spoken.
If Dikshaguru is not, he has been going to upper country there. Then Shikshaguru can do it. And if Shikshaguru is not there, whom you have regarded as Shikshaguru, then you should pray God and Guru. He will give any way, any other Shikshaguru, a very able person.
It must it come as we are talking, or may it come internally? Must it generally come?
This sadhana. So it should come outward.
As we are talking outward, because this is sadhana.
This is sadhana. This is not Siddhi. When we come in Siddhi, then everything will.
Sarup Siddhi or Vastu Siddhi?
Vastu Siddhi. Sarup Siddhi. Not Vastu Siddhi.
Vastu Siddhi means?
Sarup Siddhi also contains some Siddha and Sadhana. Only Vastu Siddhi means I know, I have done. You know, this my Sarup Krishna Sarup. And no worldly things are there.
Yeah. Which state is Sarup Siddhi? Is it Ashakti?
Ashakti?
Ashakti.
Oh, it may come. Last time of Vastu Sarup Siddhi. No. It is only when Bhava will come. Then Sarup Siddhi. There has been Siddhi. In Asakti, no Siddhi.
And Vastu Siddhi?
Vastu when they leave this physical body, mental body, everything. And when you will have a ray of praying, this is
the when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were doing bhajan and they were living in Vrindavan, was that Rupa Siddhi or Vastu Siddhi?
Externally, it may be told that Rupa Siddhi.
But
they are had Vastu Siddhi also.
Because Radharani was coming, that must be Vastu Siddhi.
Both. There is no worldly body or anything.
This giving of the name, is this also called Siddha Pranali? Because sometimes the Guru Maharaj criticized this process.
So process of Sahajiya, not this process.
But is it called Siddha Pranali?
This
is Siddha Pranali.
What is the actual meaning of Pranali?
Pranali means paddhati. Paddhati means a way. This is Siddha Pranali. But Sahajiya don't follow this. When there is no asakti, nothing, no heart purification, they think that we are guilty and their name and everything they do in kalpana.
Imagination.
In.
Did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur give this to anyone of his disciples?
He never has to them.
Your Guru Maharaj did not mention to you anything at this point?
I don't know. Could you have asked? But he has given to so many instructions about these things.
But just like your Gurudev told you certain things about himself, so how he came to know that, he must have been.
He has been told to Prabhupada. And by doing bhajan.
Called through bhajan or called as we are talking?
Was very near and dear to Prabhupada. As he did the service of Prabhupada. He cooked there.
Everything.
He messed. Was always with Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not tell anyone to me. He did not tell anyone to me. But he always told Guru or Gurudev to me, so many things. And he was always with Prabhupada. So, he should certainly hear all these things. Or after going, he can have some spirit from him. From Gurudev, we have only a hint, but he is strictly forbidden. Don't do all these things. But he has sent some hints about it. And after that, I read all these books. And I realized something. And I know that only the mercy of our Guru. A little what I have realized. By according to his mercy as concerned. I have greed, not anything, but greed I have by the mercy of our Guru.
Our Guru Maharaj very carefully concealed within his heart all of
our Gurudev also, Srila Prabhupada also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all concealed. But yet,
how others have found out about Prabhupada, I think his Manjari form is known or not?
Hmm.
He's asking how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, their identity is known. How,
if they kept it secret, how it was found out? It is known.
By their activities, one who is in upper level, they can imagine.
I think Sridhar Maharaj wrote one poem at the disappearance of Srila Bhakti, isn't it? There was...
I cannot say. But I thought Prabhupada has written anything.
He has or has not?
Certainly he has.
About
like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has done.
They have revealed personally. We saw our Guru Maharaj sometimes when he was speaking or singing on some occasion, perhaps a dozen times over many years. That he became completely stunned and he could not speak and he was just totally right in the middle of either lecture or in singing. And it was always about Radha and Krishna. I saw it 3-4 times, always on that subject. One time he was singing Jai Radha Madhava and he became completely stunned. Another time he was talking about when Sanatana Goswami became free from the jail, and then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu breath, and then Arjuna could not speak. Times like that. And then after some minutes, he would simply say, chant Hare Krishna, and he'd stop everything.
Now, Guru Maharaj also asked him so many times. Began to think, and sometimes it became hungry. And then we get to do that in told by the to read and to go on. Communication. If you are Mathura, once I was telling him, he was on bed and not sleeping.
Resting.
I told him that I'm going to tell that Jiva Swami was not a perfect person. What I see in Gopal Champa, that he is very, very, very perfect. I began to tell him what was written in Gopal Champa. Dambandhandiya. Yasoda has trying to type Krishna. And the feeling were all down. And Krishna in the middle, seeing here and there. And that one from Brahmandaga, Ganga was going to take a bath. He at once heard the sound of falling tree and then he retired and saw that Krishna is there. When Krishna saw towards father, began to weep and loudly. At that time, the Bandhan was there, Yukal was also there. Nandana was astonished and he came across to Krishna and took Krishna in his lap. Krishna was weeping so loudly. So Nandana also used to weep. Then he did like this to Krishna and gave some Raddhi, you know? To Krishna. Krishna was waiting, was coming late.
Yes,
but this was the way. Nanda Baba told him, who has attended Balthakam? After waiting something, sometimes, Krishna weeping, told my mother, that's me, your mother is so cruel. Then he began to untie. Sridham Madhumangal and Balaram could not untie, but Nanda Baba untied it. And asked Krishna, who had untied? Smiling, but yet Krishna began to smile and told them, Baba has untied. Krishna, Nanda Baba was at that time very angry to Yasoda. He could not speak a single word to Yasoda. Neither he rebuked, neither he told anything. This is advanced stage of anger. He took Krishna by the way, here and there, went to take bath. And taking bath, he returned to house. It was midday. He got something, milk and mystery. He gave it to Krishna and Bandhu. He did not take nothing. So fast. No today sitting. Yasoda was with him in that room, quite separately. All are waiting and doing chinta. What today will be? In the evening, when night was coming, some old lady like Upanand's wife, Rohini, and all others the ritual they came to Nandavala at the front door. And they told Baldev, go and catch hold of Baldev and bring it to us, and we will give it to Yashoda, Krishna.
That's
all Krishna. Baldev and catch hold, but Krishna got so much that he fell down, Baldev, could not catch. Then all the world came to Nanda Baba and Krishna. They told Krishna that, oh, your mother is very beautiful. You should go to your mother. Krishna, I will not go. That is, same night, Nanda Baba, Baba, to whom you would play with Baldev, what he will take, what he will eat, and do the nishti, but I will not go. That is told that if your mother is died, not died, but by signal death. At once Krishna began to weep so loudly, mother, mother, mother. And he said, oh mother, oh mother. That everyone there, all began to be. Then he went on the laps of Mohi, Rohan take it for Krishna.
He was very much anxious, but now he began to cry fully. As if any sons died and spoken to the father, and after that, Krishna also began to be all. That story he has written in so that everyone can be hearing this or going to be kind to be loudly, and after that, he became. So, no telling anything about that, but if even something is, a man knows who has something. If you are doing something which is great, just met me in your life, we should do all. Honestly or Shana, Krishna and Gurudev all arranged. They have arranged everything, how to set this wire to this year. Like what to mark.
So, when are we going on Parishan? We have got a new bus, Mercedes bus. Brand new. You will be the first one to own it. And it is just perfect for us. We have seen a yogi buddy. You remember? Hanuman. So he will carry us. It's his bus. So he's like Hanuman. And it is proper that the first place you should go would be to some very good place of Srimati Radhika. Or wherever you say. You must say now when we go and where we go. It can hold 7 people. It's a very good one. Comfortable, strong, new.
The journey will take much time, I fear. But short journey, less time.
You decide what will be convenient to you. If it is too much inconvenience, then don't
than 4 hours, it is be, it may be inconvenient.
So you just say which place and we will be agreeable. We don't have to go to every place.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go where you think we should go. You consider what
and the time, how long
you consider the time, you consider who we are, you consider your own desires, and accordingly yourself.
How many days?